The College Experience Big Ten. We have football bonus episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by MyBookie.ag. Winning season is back at MyBookie, and they're offering 100% deposit bonus when you use the promo code SGP. That's MyBookie.ag, promo code SGP to play, win, and get paid over at MyBookie.ag. We're also brought to you by the leaders in daily fantasy, DraftKings. For a limited time, new users can get a free shot at $1 million in prizes this week. Don't miss out on the week two action. Enter the code SGP to get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes with your first deposit. That's code SGP only at DraftKings. We're also brought to you by BetQL. You want to get an advantage over the sportsbook with the NBA, NHL, MLB, NFL, and college football back in action? Well, you need to download BetQL, the only app you'll need to make smart bets this season. Head to betql.co and enter the code SGP20 for 20% off your first subscription. That's betql.co, promo code SGP20. We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers, and they make it super easy for you to start your own sports book. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. Welcome. Welcome to the College Experience. Holy shit. We got Big Ten football, baby. This is that episode. My name is Colby Dantabase Dan, AKA Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. And this is a bonus episode pick for we have Big Ten football people. Thankfully people have fucking cut. They've somehow managed to stop being a complete fucking moron and said, hey guys, whoa. Football is the backbone of this country. Let's have a season. Shout out to Sir Yacht, who came on the Sports Gambling Podcast and told us we would have a season, and everyone shit on him, and boom, who was right at the end of the day. And I gotta be honest, yes, it's only an 8-game schedule, with actually it'll be 9 games. What they will do is they will do an eight game conference schedule starting October 24th. And it's actually kind of intriguing because you get 8 games, 6 division games and 2 crossover games, which will be determined. They're not out yet. But apparently they're going to look at their most recent schedule that they released like 10 days before they quit, or 5 days before they quit, and try to make it as close to possible as that. And then at the end of the season, everyone will play a 9th game based off of your Big Ten rankings, which is cool. 1 will play 2, 2 will, or 3 will play 4, 5 will play 6, and so on and so on and so on. This is fantastic. And I gotta be honest, look, I do love out of conference games. I think that's the downfall. We don't see out of conference games, but in a way, weird way, I think this is better. I'm one of the ones that have been lobbying for football to start. I know this sounds horrible because look, I love football happening in August, but summer to me is just not football. Fall and winter is football weather to me. That's the way the game should be played. I think the season should start in October every year and go into December and January. I mean, Coach Leach, we had him on 2 years ago. We were talking about how we would give away the month of December to the NFL when there's tons of opportunity to take advantage of December. And now we're actually going to get it with the SEC starting September 26th. You know, the Big 12 and ACC kicked off last weekend, but even their schedules could run in deep into December. And I can tell you this, I'm excited because now you're going to have the Big Ten playing. And look, some of these places, to me, football is cold weather. It's supposed to be played in cold weather. Yes, rain, the elements, rain, snow, sleet, mud, muck, whatever you want to say. Football is better in cold weather. The game created in the Northeast at like the first 100 years of playing it, cold weather. Come on now. Let's get this thing going. But look, when you think about some of these games, what makes it so great is you're going to be seeing some weather. I think. Think about all these Big Ten schools. Penn State outdoors. Well, Pennsylvania in November and December could get some snow. Maryland outdoors could get some snow. You go across, Ohio State could get some snow. Rutgers could get some snow outdoors. Indiana outdoors, Purdue outdoors, Northwestern outdoors, Michigan, Michigan State, Minnesota, every school, Nebraska, all these schools, Iowa. I mean, look, it's fantastic. Illinois. What else? What else? Who else am I forgetting? I don't know. I'm excited. Cold football the way it should be. I've always thought they've ended the season too early before the weather really becomes an element. And I think this is fantastic for football. I actually think this in a way is better. Now, yes, it's less games, which sucks, but I like the fact we're going to get cold weather games coming in there. And I think not only that, and even in the SEC, yes, some of those places don't get cold, but there is potential. There is potential for Baton Rouge to be a little cold in December. There is potential for Lexington or Columbia, Missouri to be cold in December. Actually, I would kind of bet on that for those schools, maybe even Knoxville, right? So I think that is good. More rain. Give us more rain, more snow, more cold weather. It's just better. And I also like the fact that you play that ninth game where you're seated up against your the closest seated team. I think that's fantastic. Now it is up. Now I will say also 21 days. If someone gets COVID, they're out for 21 days. That's going to be interesting to see how that works when players do get the virus. Cause I imagine they would. And the Big Ten was a joke this whole time. Unfortunately, I think politics ran a lot of this because how would you have students back at your university and yet you couldn't play football? Doesn't make any sense, especially when it's actually a little bit safer to be playing football because you're getting tested daily. Now it's going to be interesting to see how the Pac-12 responds because they normally go along with the Big Ten. Right now, the Pac-12's got some bigger problems than actual. Obviously some of this is political. It sucks. Football and politics, unfortunately, should never go together, but they are. But right now, I mean, California and Oregon, they can't even practice because their whole state's on fire. Both states are just on fire. The air quality is horrible. So I keep hearing early November, mid November, for the Pac-12, I've also heard that there's rumblings that the Mountain West could come back going. So come on. But even if it's, let's just say it's the Pac-12, I love it. I don't really care that it doesn't align with the college football playoff because it's not a real playoff. It's an invitational. They choose their teams anyway. It means nothing to me. Give me the games. And I like it the further into the season. I think it's going to be fantastic if we can get the Pac-12 going and there's, you know, road games at Washington State, even the Oregon schools, Colorado, Utah, potential places that can get really a lot of cold weather and snow and rain and sleet and just good old fashioned football weather. I think that's great. Hopefully the Mountain West comes around. So that would be great because then you'd get a deeper season then. And obviously the Mac, hello Mac. It's not over. It's not over yet. We've proven this with the Big Ten. Pac-12 is going to come next. Hopefully the Mountain West will come next as well. And Mac, we need you. And check us out. FCS, I kind of hope you do spring. I kind of hope you do spring because I would love to end the college football season in February or late January and say, hey, let's go into FCS football now. Mix that with college basketball and XFL, and you get just a great spring. Got NHL going on. You got all these other sports. So come on, kudos to the Big Ten. Now, obviously you had a bunch of players opt out over the past couple of weeks in the Big Ten, from Ohio State to Penn State to today, Dylan McCaffrey at Michigan opted out, which is what I understand. He wasn't going to be the starter anyway. I'm excited. I guess we're going to have to break down all these teams. We need a schedule. Stay tuned on the College Experience. We will get to you. We will go through the schedules and try to predict what we think. Maybe we get some win totals up. We have football. This is fantastic. Shout out to the Big Ten. Shout out to Scott Frost and the Nebraska Cornhusker University, their football program, their athletic department, because I feel like they kind of started this movement. Ohio State backed it, I think. Iowa, they fought the good fight. All those schools, I think, really fought the good fight. And then they started to turn people's heads. And unfortunately, I think it was strictly from what I've been told, had a lot to do with the state of Michigan's politics. Either way, fuck them. Fuck the politicians. Let's get football going. I'm excited. I need a shot or something. Big Ten football coming right up. We're going to have a bunch more stuff covered. Make sure you subscribe to the College Experience. Do all that stuff. All right. Give us a 5-star review on iTunes, please. All right. Because we're going to go through game by game and break it down. If you're a first time listener, we've handicapped every single Division I college football and college basketball game for the past 3 years. Every single one. We're over 50%. Me, Patty C, NC Nick. So check us out. We even touch on FCS games. We haven't done all of them, so I can't tote that. But we even do FCS as well at some levels. So let's get this going. Football's back, baby. I'm excited. This is the College Experience. Make sure you follow us, subscribe. I'm on Twitter at TheColbyD. The College Experience is on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. They're on Twitter at the SGP Network. Make sure you follow both of those accounts. And yeah, we're going to check our week 2 preview coming out in probably the next 24 hours. Going to handicap games. I went 9-1 to start the season. So check it out. ATS. This is the College Experience. Big Ten football is on the way. You better start thinking about yours. And we out.